opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursdays. I got my Trish lady with me.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I love Thursday mornings.
Yeah, 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number for all you people listening from out of area. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Bad Bob, who last night got a bunch of accolades for his work of Dancing with the Stars. What a no! This has to be the best video of any of them in 10 years.
I would.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Of course, I really like
kind
to
of
look
up the bar with what we were using. And yeah.
Well, you had the different camera shots and all that. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. And plus, when I liked the look on your face when they said, "Hey, can we add in the word by those five ladies at the end of it?" And the look in your face was frankly delicious when they said, "Oh, you mean go back and recut the whole thing?"
Well, the voices segment was recorded. It did not appear on the Stars DVD because there wasn't room for it.
Okay, so but it was there.
Yes, it was recorded, and it will be in the possession of One Safe Place.
Okay, so it was there.
Yeah, right. It's available for download for anybody who needs it.
And this was the story. These are the five girls that came up, five ladies, I should say, that came up. And one spoke for all of them and for all of the women at One Safe Place about what she had gone through and what One Safe Place had done to help her and to help her move her life on. And now that she's a success in her life. But at one point, she had no hope. And she had no hope. And she thought her life was over. So just
you just can't say enough about all the good work that is done in our community by One Safe Place and how many people in the community it takes to support that endeavor.
And there is a lot of, I mean,
that
it,
is
it
so
takes
much.
A lot. $137,000 they raised on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So
and that's just it's an ongoing effort and it has to continue just all the time.
Yeah. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of about 93, a low tonight of 67. But on Friday, we're looking for, only about 84 for a high and then down around 65. Saturday, we're still in just, you know, getting up into the high 80s, and that's going to be mid-80s, and that's going to be a little bit of a relief. Welcome to me. It doesn't have to do 100 degrees for me every day. So, weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Chuck Kenny, Chuck and Judy, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane. Well, Chuck's going to be on the show next week. Chuck was back in Vietnam helping to recover MIAs. And he's bringing with him a guy by the name of Steve Blaylock, who is a Medal of Honor recipient, wow, who was helping him with that. So he's coming in with Steve, and we're going to talk about what they were doing in Vietnam and what the how recovering these missing is so important, and how every year they recover several of our MIAs.
Perfect.
And what it takes.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Today we've got Captain Scott Dillingwater, who is the head of the Highway Patrol.
Oh, up here
in the up here in the northern northern region, and about the what they're running into up here, and we can talk about the recruiting, the schools, and all this, and what kind of bite they're taking out of crime, but also the adversities that the Highway Patrol faces. I mean, a lot of times you don't think about it so much, but the Highway Patrol out there is running, you know, fast and hard up the freeway with all different types of things they're touching.
And there's one guy in the car, always, and every stop, Yeah. Or, you know, one officer in the and every stop is a potential whatever.
But what do you do when there's, like, you know, you pull up a car and there's four guys in it?
Yeah.
And there's marijuana smoke coming out of it. You know. I don't know. Bob and I thought, we talked about that one day. We just kind of go up and go, hey, you guys have a good day. Perhaps you could drive a little faster.
get out of my jurisdiction.
Get into that jurisdiction up in Oregon. Just hit it. Hit it hard.
Yeah, yeah. I know. In all seriousness, it's got to be a real
challenge.
Call
the Oregon State Patrol. Hey, guess what's coming your way? Bob says, no, I want them. I want them bad.
Well, and obviously the captain won't be able to address it, but this situation in Minnesota, the very, very bad situation. You haven't heard. Okay, there was another officer-involved shooting.
Look of like deer in the headlights on this one.
It was pretty much a lead story, even made the BBC. But
was that this morning?
Officer-involved shooting, the second one in 48 hours.
Whoa.
You mean an officer was shot?
No, an officer-involved shooting where he...
In Minnesota?
In a vehicle who, the story goes, said he had a concealed weapon on him, had a permit, reached for the permit, and was shot four times.
Oh.
His girlfriend in the car posted, pulled out her phone and essentially videoed the young man. Well, he's 32. He was 32. Expiring and very calmly describing his situation. It's chilling. And it, you know, until all the facts are in, we just don't know exactly what happened, but it doesn't look good.
Well, then this is the second one because they've got now the feds are involved in the shooting down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Where it looks like they had the guy down and he got shot a couple of times, three or four times, in fact. And they're, now people are saying he was armed. And there's other things to it, too, is that he was I don't know if it's one of these situations where he was doing something that was minor, like selling cigarettes or selling CDs, and the cops told him, you know, to knock it off or come with them, and then the fight started.
Everybody wants to jump to conclusions,
yeah,
always.
But you've got to wait and see what happens.
You have to wait and see what happens, and certainly the first appearance and what the witnesses almost always say is that he wasn't doing anything wrong, and the police officer overreacted. In most instances, we find later on that there is, in fact, something. But, you know, this one, yeah, boy, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's the kind of thing is when you're teaching for this, and you tell somebody you got a concealed weapon. Now, I have a license. You know, if they ask you, do you have any weapons in the car? Yes, I do. I have a license to carry a concealed weapon. Are you carrying it? Yes, I am. Where is it? It's on my hip. Okay.
At which time you glue your hands to the steering wheel.
And your hand
wheel
is on the steering
otherwise.
Wheel, and he says, okay, and he says, please step out. Step out where you can keep your hands on it all the time. I mean, if this is where it goes to. But if he says, I'd like to see it, and then he's reaching across for the for a glove compartment. First of all, why he's keeping it in there, I don't know. And it's just cops are, you know, they're under attack right now. They're being shot and, you know, ambushed.
It's a very dangerous
situation
out there.
It's a dangerous situation
from both sides.
So everybody's just got to be calm about it. Anyway,
yeah.
We had our own little incident right here in town. Where the girl, seemed like there was a road rage incident, and a lady came out and said, hey, look, I'm calling 911, you know, everybody's screaming and shouting, and then they had turned on the woman who said that, and then, you know, then her husband comes out, and then they're threatening, her husband comes out carrying a legally holstered gun, and a 16-year-old girl attacks him with a 6-inch steak knife, shoots her, she's wounded, cops come, self-defense, then they arrested the guy that was with her. For obstructing justice and, you know, for not letting them, you know, do their job. And you can imagine. And they said alcohol was involved.
Yeah, thank you.
But, I mean, just it's right out here. And I think it was in Reploff or Anderson, somewhere around
there. Yeah. Well, all of the things we talk about from time to time here on the radio show, we warn people continually to jump to another subject about a recent incident. About people leaving animals and babies and things in cars. And here we had it right down there. And we had an incident
where
that young lady left her baby in a hot car. Well, 20 minutes, whatever,
like
however long it had been. The temperature in the car was 120 degrees.
Whoa.
And fortunately, the baby is fine.
Yep.
But the other thing about that, of course, is that the young girl didn't have any necessary things along with that baby. I mean, she didn't have a bottle, she didn't have a blanket, she didn't have a diaper, she didn't have anything with that baby to take care of it properly. So the baby has been removed, but I don't think we can say often enough how dangerous that is.
Oh, every time.
I'm just going to pop in. Oh, the baby's asleep. I'm just going to pop in and buy this or that.
And this is
what
happens.
Generally what happens. But she didn't even have the car running. I mean, she just the baby was just in the car.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things. The baby's asleep. Only going to be in there 5 minutes. Line gets long. Something happens. She can't find it.
Yeah.
And then it's been 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And then somebody sees the baby, calls the cops. It's hot. Boom, here are the cops.
But 120 degrees, that baby's brain could have been fried. Fortunately, the baby appears to be fine. That is good.
All right. Hey, look, if it's Thursday and Trish is here, we talk about Trish and her sleep number.
Yes.
And how, you know.
Still at 55. And, you know, it's such a difference when you get into that bed and you lay down. And that mattress is just perfect, and you just drift right off to sleep. So different than when you're traveling, and you can just notice the difference.
You know, it's not only can you adjust it, because Linda has her sleep number setting is lower. She's got a 40. Sleep number setting is 40. Mine's 60. But you know what? Last night she said, you know what? I'd like to take mine up to 50 because I want a little bit firmer tonight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it was one of those things that you can just do that. You don't have to go out and buy another mattress. If you have a Sleep IQ technology, if you add that onto it, it can also help you by saying, hey, you did this today. This is your, you know, if you, you know, workouts today and all this, is that you probably want to sleep at a 35 tonight as opposed to a 60. All of this from Sleep Number. And Sleep Number right now has on sale the lowest price of the season. A Queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99, under $700. Rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than that. Made in America, guaranteed. Trish has had hers for well over 10 years. We've had ours for over 3 years, and it is superb. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go in and see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals down there, and I guarantee you, if you get this mattress, you will sleep better. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:18 in the morning. It is 66 degrees, going up to 93 today. Not too bad today.
Oh,
and getting cooler this week.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Marriott. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Marriott, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmarriott.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Marriott is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, July the 7th. It is 22 minutes after the hour, 67 degrees, going up to 93 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Sharon's usually here.
I know, on the first Thursday. She's the Clark show.
The Clark twins.
Clark and Clark. One with an E and one without.
That's right. One from one side of the tracks, one from the other, as Sharon would say.
The rich Clarks and the not so rich Clarks.
That's right. The rich
said.
Clarks has the.
We are not. We have never determined that.
Okay, you haven't figured that one out yet. Anyway, Sharon's got Home Helpers, and what a wonderful business she has. Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year, but from the city of Redding. Home Helpers provides help in care service. It doesn't mean that's for elderly. It could be something like you've got a broken leg from your motorcycle.
Recovering from surgery. Just had a baby.
You need somebody to come in and help out a little bit. They're there. Or up to 24 hours a day service, in-house service. Sharon interviews each client to see exactly what they want. She interviews each one of the people that comes to work for her. Each one is bonded, big background. So there's no legal problems or anything. They're bonded, insured, everything. So once you sign with Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, your cares are taken away. And nothing but great, great, great reviews for her. Give her a call at 226-8350 or stop by their office at 2620 Larkspur Lane, Suite N. Okay, I've got to give you this real quick. MSNBC, Misha, who is married to Joe Scarborough, who is a very moderate Republican. Misha is hard left. She and three of her friends that were hard left just went off yesterday on Hillary Clinton. And let's see why. They said they cannot believe that Hillary and her camp think the American public will even swallow this. That the American public is so stupid as to not see what happened there. First of all, the meeting with Lynch and Bill Clinton on the 4th of July weekend just happened to be seen by a Cub reporter who broke the story. Then in the New York Times, a lot of people don't know this, in the New York Times they floated the fact that the Clintons would probably like to have Lynch stay on as their attorney general. And then, of course, the FBI comes out, says that all these things that she had done,
everything she had done, and
how she had lied. She lied about everything. And this was, it wasn't gross negligence. It wasn't to that, but everything up to that.
And there was no intent.
And no prosecutor would ever bring charges against this, and that's it. And refused to take questions from anybody, just walks off. And then Obama, the same day, flies down, just happens to, that same day and all that, flies down to meet Hillary for a big reelection event, or for a big election event, campaign event. Just happens to. When you get people like Mika, who is that far left and all of her friends are going, this is even gagging us.
Yeah.
Then you have got a problem. And this thing about her being let off, and that's exactly what it is, being let off by the FBI, is going to have, I think, severe repercussions.
And you know.
So then I just threw that one to you because you haven't had a chance to really say out loud what you think.
Well, I think that it's a sad day. The rule of law, I think there's a great thing on Facebook now going around with a headstone says the rule of law has now been buried because it just is in the United States. The saddest part of that whole scenario, and certainly it's going to be a topic for a long time, and now they're going to go right back into, okay, now we just need to move along, it's just a white conservative, they're just beating up on us again, and we just need to move forward. And the really, really sad part of that whole thing is my son and I had a conversation the other day, And I said, I don't understand under any circumstances how anybody can vote for her. Knowing what we know, knowing all of the things. I mean, this is one of how many. Beyond the email thing, you've got the whole Benghazi thing. You've got the whole money thing that she gets money from all these countries that are just destroying women.
They are still investigating that.
Yeah, they still are. But here's the thing. It's all there. Anybody who doesn't know that simply isn't paying attention.
Right.
And my son said to me, Mom, that isn't the issue. The issue is the message. And you've got one person saying, I'm going to put you to work and I'm going to give you a job and I'm going to make you earn things and we're going to redo this and we're going to establish this country and people are going to be responsible again. And you've got one other side saying, I'm going to give you free health care and I'm going to continue to give you everything you got
and
I'm going to give you
Foreman
and free college and everything is free and those big white people that are owning those companies are going to pay for all of it. That's the question, and the answer is that you have over 50% of the population in the United States that's taken that. They're never going to vote to give it away. How depressing is that? But I said, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, I think that this is the time for all good men and women to stand up and to take and to move forward and get this and have this woman not be elected. I've never given money to an election in my life except for that dollar you give, you know, for your tax returns. I've never given a dollar of money in my life. I will give money to the Donald Trump campaign. I believe that Hillary Clinton is not fit to lead this country. Now, people may say the same thing about Trump, and you can. But all of these things this woman has done, and it's not just the FBI. It's not just that. It's what she did to the Middle East. I mean, I've spent a long time of my life fighting in those areas over there, you know, having my summer vacations over there and my winter vacations and my Christmases and birthdays. And what I've seen, she and President Obama, but she was the architect of what happened in the Middle East and the rise of ISIS and the threat to our country and to this world comes directly back to her.
But Carl, that's all well and true.
But it's that she has no concept of what's going on, and she turns around and actually says, I've got all of this experience.
But go and ask the average person, walk out to Shasta College and walk through the campus and ask those people who they're going to vote for. Go out on the street, even in conservative Shasta County. The only possible way, in my mind at this point, that Donald Trump can be elected is if all of those of us who feel as strongly as we do get off our fannies and make sure that we vote and that everybody we know of like mind across these United States gets out and votes. And if we do not, it will not happen. Because the people that are getting the stuff on the street corners, I can guarantee you the Democrats are going to turn that vote out. It's going
to
happen.
And the last thing I want people to think about, Bob, Bob, you're still here. The last thing I want people to think about is this woman, whoever the next president is, but she will have her fingers or her hands over the throat of the Supreme Court.
Yes, she will, and it will be a liberal court forever.
And then you see what's happening right here in California, where they're forcing you to give up your own personal property, where they're forcing you to stop going out and go hunting or shooting with your family. because you can't buy the ammo and hand it to
them. Oh, and we need to talk about that.
And, I mean, all of this. I mean, this is just pathetic. But that's where we're going, my friends.
Heard one of the Democrats on NPR saying, well, this is the most progressive platform ever, which scared the bejeebers out of me. But I want to tell people that the worst thing you can possibly do, and I'm hearing this from some of you, I'm going to sit this one out because I can't support either one of them.
Do not do that.
And,
please,
You know what? Bob, that's my fear, and that's exactly what I was getting to. The only way we pull this out is for everybody, and if Donald Trump, okay, there's a thing on email right now that's 4 minutes of Hillary Clinton, and I swear to God, if you can't sit through 4 minutes of it, and the message is simply, no matter how much you don't like Donald Trump, if you can't sit through this video, and I bet you can, 4 minutes, how in the world is this country going to survive 4 years?
We're going to take a quick break here, and this is from Innocently, I trusted the FBI to do the right thing. I am so let down by this. And this is one of our people in our
absolutely
chat room.
Absolutely.
And in our neighborhood, we are living near some very educated and successful people there for Hillary. We don't dare say a thing to them about her. Well, hey,
I think
well
you then, must take it upon
please,
yourself. You
please
must say something.
Send them anonymously a copy of the show here. We're more than happy to share that with them. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Oh, man, I tell you what, Bob is knocking that place out, and I'm heading down there today, too, right after the show. So Bob and I will go see each other down there. It's not a date or anything. We're not engaged.
We'll not be showering
together. We're not showering together. It's not a bromance. But I tell you what, they have got it all down there. Bob, you're down there. And, you know, they've got all the new machines. They've got any type of weightlifting machines you want, plus free weights, sauna, the saltwater pool to get into and work out. Linda just loves that, you know, resistance training that doesn't beat you up. And you've just worn out how many treadmills?
Actually, it's because I've got some plantar fasciitis. I'm on the recumbent bike and...
Are you tearing that up?
Oh, yeah. I put a movie on my Kindle and pop on the headphones and you don't even...
You keep your heart rate up though.
Yeah,
you're looking
yeah
at all that, so you keep your heart rate and your rate up like that, yeah, and just keep going. This is it. This is just part of the stuff that they have down at Wellgate Sports Club. And I tell you what, if you don't go down there, at least talk to them. Give them a chance to show you what they have. You're missing out. Why go outside when it's 100 degrees and punish yourself when you can go in the air conditioning and punish yourself and get the same results? 1740 Eureka Way, corner of Court and Eureka. We'll be right back after this, after these messages with Apex Technology.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460. Carl Watt and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Got my Thursday girl with me.
Love Thursday mornings.
25 minutes to the hour of 8. 67 degrees, going up to 93 today. It's going to be a decent day today.
Yeah,
not too
and
hot.
All week. In
all
the
week,
80s.
It's been cooling down.
It's going to look nice.
That's right. And, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You want jewelry of the finest quality, go to Four Winds Jewelry. You want your watch repaired, go to Four Winds Jewelry. The only watch repairman in the whole area right there. You want estate jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
You want something designed and built. Everything. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Right here. And the phone number is 222-2750. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. And let's just go to the phones real quick. Commander Gibson, yes, sir.
Good morning,
I'm
Jim.
I'm standing at attention.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Sort of a detailed story, but in 1974, when my wife and I retired from the Navy, we had good friends that lived in Flippin, Arkansas. And we went there, and, oh, there seemed to be a certain good property deal, so we bought 18 acres of undeveloped property. Then we were there for quite a while, maybe 2 weeks, and we were driving around, and we went down to this area on the White River, and some real nice lots were available. So we come back and we told our friend, hey, we think we're going to go down there and buy a couple of lots on the White River. And my friend, who was a retired naval officer also, said, you stay the heck out of that. The governor's involved in it, and it is crookeder than anything. Guess what that is? The white water incident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 1974.
1974.
They've been at it a long time.
Yeah, I got some good advice, I will tell you that.
Well, thanks a lot, Commander. Maybe that's good advice for everybody else.
Yeah, well, anyway, one other thing. A question for you that I posed, and I'm going to pose it quite a ways. How many lies does it take to elect a president?
Good question.
I don't know.
Good question.
I think we may find out much to our demise.
Yeah. I'm afraid you're right, Commander. I'm not feeling good about this unless we can get the people of this United States out to vote.
We better feel good about it, but I don't know. I think it may be provincial. So anyway, you guys talk later, and it's always good to talk with you. I thought that little story might interest you.
Yeah. Like in Arkansas, crookeder than a dog's hind leg.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Commander.
You take care.
Yes, sir. Hey, changing subjects to maybe something a little more positive, we have with us George Pasadakos. Okay, I'll get that yet. Okay, hey, George, thanks a lot. George is here from Apex Technologies Management, and you are the Director of Sales and Marketing. And thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And people are saying, well...
And what does Apex do?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Well, okay, who's Apex?
Sure. Apex Technology Management is a local technology company, and we provide what's called IT managed services to small and medium businesses. So what that means is a smaller medium business is using more and more technology today to run their business, be efficient, compete, and we provide the services that keep all of their systems, their servers, their software applications, their networks running on a day-to-day basis as they grow and expand. We're there to do the projects for them, so it's very difficult for a business in that size range, which is for us typically 20 to 200 employees, to field a talented IT staff with their limited budget. So that's where we can come in, and we are essentially their IT department on a day-to-day basis. So we take care of all of their machines on a daily basis. They can call into our help desk if any of their users are having issues. We monitor everything 24/7 to make sure it's running, as you know.
Do you build programs for them and things like this?
Like web pages, advertising, those kind of things.
No, we don't do the software development or the web development. We're more of keeping the infrastructure running, building the systems that would run those applications. So we work with partners to do the actual software development or web development.
All right. But you guys are really good at this.
Yeah, we've been. This is our 25th anniversary here in Reading, so we're very happy.
Did you know that Apex was here for
25 years? No.
Yeah. So started out small as just technology support. People would call us when something breaks, and we come out and fix it. But migrated over to the managed services model, which is much better for the business owner. The more smoothly and efficiently and reliable their network is, the easier it is for their team to get their jobs done.
And they don't have to worry about it.
We take care of that for them. You know, usually we find out about an issue that's starting to develop with our proactive monitoring before they even know anything's going on, and we're able to take care of
that. So what kind of problems are you talking about, George?
Servers that get installed and run key applications, maybe it's a medical office that has an electronic healthcare records or a store that's got point-of-sale system, if those go down, they're not able to see who's coming through the door on their schedule, what the appointment's for. So we keep all of that up and running.
Can you do that on-site, or can you do that from where you are, or both?
We do both. We handle on-site and remote, but about 80% of the work that we do is all remote through the technology that's available today. We can remote into any server or workstation at our clients, and it's just like we're sitting there in front of the monitor and keyboard. And a lot of the times we'll get alerts from our automated tools that are going to tell us, hey, the disk space is running low on a particular server. And it's much easier to fix that before it runs out, crashes, now they're down, what are their employees going to do? So we'll get that alert, fix it, they keep running.
How about something that streams? Like, we stream all the time.
Yep.
So on our server, sometimes we get clogged.
Yeah. Yeah, so streaming obviously is network intensive. So part of that, the services we provide is to manage that network for them. So we're looking at the bandwidth that they're using. What are they streaming? You know, are people trying to get work done using a cloud-based system, but 40 other employees are streaming in Netflix movies at the same time, and they're not able to get their job done. So we have tools that can manage that traffic, let us know what's going on, and really make sure that they're hitting their business objectives. That's what we're all about, is letting the business owner get back to running the business they started for that reason, not dealing with the technology headaches.
Okay, so how about storage? Do you take care of the storage, too?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a big component. We need to have more and more storage these days. Multimedia files are getting larger and larger, pictures, police departments with body cams. I mean, everything out there takes a lot of storage.
That right there is, I'm glad you mentioned that, because of all things that have to do with the body cameras and all the little questions that go around, the big question is, how are you going to store 10 officers on an 8-hour shift, with all the things they're going to be recording.
Around the clock, and how long do you retain that?
Is that 2 years?
How quickly do you need to be able to get at it?
Yeah. And what's the security around that, right? Yeah, there's a lot of issues with storage, and that's definitely one of the things that we deal with.
We're here with George Papadakis, and he is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Apex Technology Management, which has been in town here about 25 years, and is top-rated, one of the top-rated companies in, is it the world?
Yeah, in the space that we are. Yeah.
In the space, in what they do. We're going to take a quick break.
And they've
break.
Been in Reading for 25 years.
And we're going to come back and talk a lot more about Apex, but I also want to talk about the cloud.
Yes.
But I want to remind everybody tonight, come on down to Wind River, Elements Lounge. Linda Bott, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds are going to be singing down there. It's going to be jazz, the American Music Festival kind of down there. She's going to have her regular band plus a trumpeter coming in.
All right.
And it's going to be starting at 7, going from 7 to 9. But get there a little bit early. Get there at 6. Get there for happy hour and order dinner. Place. Where else can you get a steak and lobster that's outstanding for $21?
And if you're out there listening and you have not enjoyed this venue, Linda and is there with her group once a month. And if you have not been out there and enjoyed that, you're really missing some high-quality entertainment. I mean, I'm talking Las Vegas Strip, jazz style, really good entertainment, and it's all right there. Just walk in and
it is,
enjoy.
And it's a good time, and you're treated well, and the service is great. So I want to remind everybody to come out tonight. Give them a call over 243-3377. Tell them you want to sit up there close so you can listen and see and dance.
Just
Linda and the band
music.
Encourages people to dance out there and have a great time. That's what you're
And usually
for.
The only ones dancing are Carl and I.
Yeah. But sometimes. That one lady was dancing. And that was spectacular, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, a lot of people go out and dance besides you and I, and it's just a good time. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of July. 67 degrees out there, going up to 93. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back with Apex Technology Management.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR,
1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bond and Trey Clark, it's Thursday. It is 11 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. Everybody's running around trying to get ready to get to work. I just sit down. You know what? Is work that important?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is when we talk about Apex Technology Management? Hey, Trish and I are here with George Pasadakis, and who is the Director of Sales and Marketing with Apex Technology Management. I can be taught.
There you go. That was much better.
Yeah, see, George, I can be taught this thing. I'm just something for the future.
That's three syllables.
Three syllables.
Actually, four.
Oh. Four, yeah.
Four. That was good.
Oh. Okay, this interview's over.
Yeah.
Too bad the sales and marketing just went. Was just, what do they
so
say?
Much for that.
Outsourced. Was just outsourced. No. Okay, you're with Apex Technology Management, which is, okay, tell us what you all were just recognized for.
Yeah, so you guys have all heard of J.D. Power that surveys quality of cars and all the auto manufacturers. Well, the version of that for our industry, IT Managed Services, is a company called Penton Technology, and it's called MSP Mentor, Managed Service Provider Mentor. And they have a lot of services for companies like ours. And every year they come out with their top 501 list, global list of the top IT Managed Service Providers in the world. And they go through and they look at your books, your financial stability. They interview clients to find out how good of a job you're doing. They look at your employees and your staff on the certifications that they have. So they look at a big cross-section of your business. And we ranked at number 260 in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
In the world.
In the world.
And this counts Los Angeles, San Francisco, Silicon Valley
you're
companies.
Playing the big, I mean, it's the big boys.
We are.
But you're also talking about Beijing and other places.
Everywhere.
I mean, you're talking
everywhere
in the world.
Absolutely. London.
That's just
what
outstanding.
What a distinction.
It really is. Now, and here you are running with 25 people, around 25 people.
Yep.
Technology here in Redding, the North State, Shasta County. You know, everybody talks about, oh, gosh, you know what, if we can just find people with teeth.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of tech jobs out there, a lot of tech things going on around here.
There's a lot of tech things going on, and, you know, what business doesn't need technology to exist and do their job today? So it's growing. You know, it's not just a service, hotel, restaurant economy up here. There's a lot of technology now, and we're growing. We had our best year ever last year, and the year before that was the best year before that. So we're really growing. We have some aggressive growth plans. We're actually expanding into Central California right now, so we've hired our first technician down there in Salinas, and we're going to run the organization from Redding. This is our headquarters.
And we'd rather have you expand this hub, but what are the problems that you face in trying to do that up here?
Yeah, if finding tech, you know, qualified people is one of our big issues. We have four job openings right now, from entry-level help desk technicians that take our clients' calls on a daily basis to senior networking engineers, and these are really
so these are guys that need to know, or men and women, and need to know coding, HTML, all these things.
Microsoft server technologies, networking, Cisco networking, SonicWall, you know, variety of things, VMware, which is server virtualization, cloud computing. You know, there's just a lot of technology.
You will
out
take
there.
Somebody that's got the basics, and we'll bring them in. You know, basics are above. And you'll bring them in, and then you're going to bring them into your own company's, your own company's history, your own company's needs. They'll have the basics, but then you will get them through certifications, too.
Right. Many times we'll hire somebody, and they have you know, general IT skills or maybe some certificates or specializations in a certain area, we bring them on board. You know, we're really looking for a culture fit with our company and the work ethic that we need to be successful and some technology experience. And then we will work them through different certifications from the manufacturers that are out there. And this is one of the values in an IT career is measured by what certifications you have when you're a technician. So Microsoft.
How many systems are you familiar with?
Yeah, exactly. And have you trained on, taken a test, passed, have experience with? So.
What about hiring veterans?
Veterans, we have probably 7 or 8 veterans at least at Apex, and that's a
good
big thing.
I'm really, you know what?
Day,
thank you.
We honor
thank
them.
You for doing that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that
yeah,
because
definitely.
A lot of places, for some reason, they don't realize what a veteran brings. And I brought an article in. I'm going to talk about later on this week about how down in Silicon Valley right now they are seeking out those military that have been in special ops and other places because. They're at that point where they're trying to grow like where you all are at
right.
25 where you'd explode, where they're bringing in people that, one, understand IT, but also understand team building.
Yeah.
And how to obtain objectives.
Team building and structure
yes.
and work ethic and just getting it done.
You know, this has been building in our area for some time, and I remember 8, 10, 12 years ago where people were saying we didn't have a workforce available here. One of the main right. things when we'd interview people about moving their companies up here – the one they're looking at is that workforce.
Yeah.
They're looking at what kind of qualified people do you have. I think that's a message we don't often hear in Shasta County. They think we're all set, but we just don't have any business coming in, and there's a reason.
Yeah.
So we need to build that base for our people. And there are companies here available, as you indicate, who are willing to take somebody in at an entry-level basic knowledge, technology kind of thing, and then train them to do all the other things.
As long as they fit the culture of the
Exactly. And the culture, but
well,
you said a couple of really important things there. You talked about work ethic. That's a biggie. I'm sure you have a dress code of some kind.
Sure.
I mean, there's responsibility. Somebody's going to show up for work. All the kind of things we need to be talking about in the workplace.
Yeah, and being professional. And, you know, we call it our customer obsession culture. The customer is... our main thing, our goal is to make them successful with technology. We don't want to just be geeks and talk about all the feeds and speeds and everything. What is going to help that business and that organization accomplish their objectives, and how do we use technology to do that?
And your people have got to be able to say that. They can't be just the old prototype computer nerd that's in a basement.
Comes in and moves a bunch of buttons and walks out drinking Red Bull.
They have got to be able to project what you want.
Yeah.
This is exactly the type of thing that Reading is poised on, and Shasta County is poised on. But people don't realize it. We have got a lot of businesses just like Apex. Not as good because y'all been at this for a long time, and you've been recognized throughout the world.
260 in the world.
I mean, that's great. And see, people don't ordinarily. I just saw that. I think it was a press release.
Yeah, we sent out a press release. I'm director of sales and marketing.
Yeah.
So I get the word out.
And I saw that, and I thought, you know what? This is big. And anytime we see things like this in town, like the Venture Hub or what Joe McKinnon is doing with the CloudWise Academy to provide people for businesses like y'all's there, and then also to reach into the community to start getting people into this. It's, you know, and so it gives us that workforce. Now, if we can just get somebody to put that high-speed
fiber optic cable in here.
Wow, we do.
Now,
we
would
do.
You all be hooked into that?
Yeah. Today we have a fiber optic connection. So, you know, we have about the best connection you can get up here, and it's solid. It's 100 megabit up and down, very reliable. We have backup in case that goes down.
Where do you get
and
that
many
from?
Of our clients where, have it, but it's where, expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it's not run to your location, you may have to wait, you know, 1 to 6 months.
How did you get it?
We ordered it from AT&T, and we had to wait 4 or 5 months, and they ran it to the building and turned it up. But there are some other initiatives afloat that would bring it to the masses and make it much more affordable.
Well, Adam McElvain is talking about this, and we always ask Congressman LaMoffo, it's $2.5 million, or even if it's $4 million, to get it from the railroad tracks to the center of town that people can then tie into.
Yeah,
you know, to me,
money well spent.
Yeah,
I don't understand why people are not leaping on this.
Sure.
Anyway, okay, George, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And it sounds like, how do people get a hold of you, though? I mean, I picture new business out there going, gosh, I could really use some help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can just, the easiest way is go to our website. It's www.apex.com. You can call us at 530-248-1000. And we're pretty easy to find if you Google us. So.
And they could just, like, call you and you would come to their business, have a discussion with them. About because a lot of times when you're starting a new business or you've got a small business, you really don't know what you need. You know you don't have what you need.
So, yeah, call us. My team on the sales side will come out and we'll figure out what are you doing with your business, where are you heading, what are your objectives, how can we bring technology to bear to help you accomplish that.
And a lot of people will think that, oh, this is just going to be so expensive, but you'll be surprised.
Because
you can scale it down to each business.
We'll help you save money by not having to staff up with full-time employees. And be in that same situation. So
probably pay you a retainer to be on available.
We have different ways of working with clients. So
perfect.
Okay, we're here with George Papadakis, and he is the director of sales and marketing for Apex Technology Management, 267th best company in the whole world, not the United States, but the whole world, right here in Redding. Thanks a lot, George, for being
with
us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with the chief of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, Chief Scott Dillingwater.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
All right.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Careless, yes, but FBI Director James Comey says Hillary Clinton's handling of classified documents wasn't illegal.
I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it they were doing something that was against the law.
A skeptical oversight chairman, Jason Chaffetz.
It seems that there are two standards, and there's no consequence for these types of activities and dealing in a careless way with classified information.
Comey appearing before the House Oversight Committee at this hour. Georgia Congressman Tom Price says Donald Trump delivered what he called a great unifying speech in a meeting with House Republicans this morning on Capitol Hill. Price says the presumptive GOP presidential nominee hit on several key Republican themes, including shrinking government and making the Supreme Court, in Price's words, more reflective of the values of our country. An emotional night in Minnesota's Twin Cities after a white police officer shot and killed a black man during a traffic stop.
We're hurting and we are upset and we are frustrated and we're tired. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, of being discredited, of being discriminated against.
That's Pastor Toya Woodland among the hundreds who marched outside the governor's residence overnight to protest that shooting. The Zika virus is spreading in Puerto Rico. Health officials say as many as 50 pregnant women there are becoming infected with Zika every day, and so far not much is being done to stop it. Widespread disagreement over the use of an insecticide that some say will damage the environment. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The Bank of England has warned that high levels of debt could make consumers vulnerable to any economic downturn following the European Union referendum.
In a regular assessment of financial stability in the UK, the Bank of England identified a number of risks resulting from the referendum vote to leave the EU. The uncertainty that has generated is reflected in sharp movements in financial markets. Prior to the referendum, the bank was planning to require commercial banks to set aside more capital, in essence building up reserves in the good times. But that can restrict their scope to lend, and in the more uncertain environment after the referendum, that requirement is being withdrawn.
BBC's Andrew Walker. President Obama off today on a two-country trip to Europe, where he'll be talking with leaders about the fallout from Britain's decision to leave the EU. The president is set to attend a meeting of NATO leaders in Warsaw before heading on to his first ever presidential visit to Spain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. A hospital official in Spain says four people injured, but no one gored on the first day of the running of the bulls in Pamplona. Thousands of thrill seekers ran alongside fighting bulls through the city's narrow streets from a holding pen to Pamplona's bull ring. Police in Ohio say who dealt with 17 suspected heroin overdoses in one day say they believe the drugs involved at least some cases were laced with a powerful painkiller fentanyl. Akron police say 17 adults overdosed on Tuesday. They ranged in age from 19 to 58. In one case, a 44-year-old man died. Another case involved a woman and her two daughters. More than a half million so-called hoverboards being recalled after some of the motorized scooters overheated, burn riders, and damaged property. There have been 99 reports to the Consumer Product Safety Commission of hoverboard battery packs exploding and catching fire, 18 injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, so Trish is my girl today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The reason I put the 530 on there, we had a call yesterday from Battleground, Nevada.
I told you that is reaching out there. The message and signal
can you hear
is going
us? Can you hear us?
Oh, I can't. And that's a first, Carl.
I know.
I've lived there since 1977. I have never gotten AM radio reception.
But now
and now
you do.
I do. Turn it on? Yeah, absolutely.
It's because we tuned this thing, and Mike Johnson went out there, and we put a lot of stuff in there, a lot of new stuff, and tuned the other stuff up.
It's
and
working.
We are really reaching out there. I mean,
absolutely. In fact, I got it all the way down past Red Bluff the other day as I was driving in the car. I went, what the heck?
We may be encroaching someplace.
No, I like it a lot because we can actually get out and I can hear it without streaming it. But so it's
not sure we're supposed
67
to be down there.
Degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're going to get a high of 93 today, a low of 67. On Friday, we're only looking for a high of 88, and then Friday night, 65. On Saturday, a balmy 84. I can take that forever, and it looks like it's going to hold like that through the weekend. Up till Monday, we're going to get up in the low 90s again.
All right.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And let's go to the phones for Susan Eastman for our market update.
Good morning, Trish and Carl. Good morning, everyone. All major averages are mixed. After an hour and a half of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 17,913. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 2,105. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 10 points at 4,869. A few active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up a dime, Dime at 12.96, Ford at 14 cents, trading at 12.70, Barrick Gold down 88 cents at 22.88 per share. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up a nickel at $27.04, Cornerstone Community Bank flat and trading at 8.55, Bank of Commerce up 6 pennies at $6.40. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.39%. And over to commodities, gold is down $6.20 an ounce at $1,361.10. Silver down 2 cents at $20.21, and crude oil at 58 cents, trading at $48 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan, so much. She's a, Susan is the first vice president for investments over there at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 243-7561. Susan knows her stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk to Susan, I mean, she just is just, I mean, it's like an encyclopedia.
Yes, she does. She can get right into it. And she sure keeps good tabs on it and can really advise people well.
And she can take a look. You say you've had investments for a long time. You're not sure and all that. Just have Susan take a look at it. She'll tell you, yeah, stay with this. Or she may have some really great ideas, too. Anyway, Susan Eastman. Okay. If we're here with the chief of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, Scott Dillingwater. Good morning. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Chief. How are you doing?
Great. Okay.
Pleased to have you here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chief.
Well, I've been with the Highway Patrol for 27 years. I've been up in the Redding area for a little over a year, and I've just been promoted into the top position here effective August 2nd.
Good for you. Congratulations.
How about that? Yeah. You know, Bob doesn't turn around very often, but he did then. So it's always good to know the guy that's in charge of everything up here.
Bob. Especially the head of the Highway Patrol.
That's right. Highway Patrol. Now, I was fortunate enough and honored to be on your Civilian Advisory Board, Citizens Advisory Board. And I get to go down once a quarter and listen to the commissioner tell us what's going on with the Highway Patrol. And then you invite me to come back when you have your leadership conference and I kind of give a report of what happens, you know, down at the meetings. I don't know if they want us to do that, but they didn't say we couldn't do it. I mean, they don't say, oh, yeah, let's not talk about this to the rank and file. I mean, they would never say that, you know. But so I come back and I try to give a report about what happened, what they saw, and what they're really working on at that level down there. Because the further away from the flagpole you get, maybe some things drop off, but it always seems to me is that y'all's lines of communication for you, you could probably pick up the phone and talk to the commissioner.
Absolutely. You know, you bring back the same things that we're getting at our top management meetings, and it just reiterates what we're really trying to do. And it's great that you participate in that because it shows to everyone in the community that we're trying to be open in what we're doing, and so that everybody really knows where we want to take the Highway Patrol in the future.
And is there a lot of changes going on with the patrol right now, would you say?
I'd say that it's pretty dramatic, the changes that we're doing right now. Well, actually, in about a month, I'll be going to some training put on by the Arbinger Group that is changing our mindset, the way that we look at the way we do our job, not looking inside, being selfish, to looking outside and being public servants, better public servants. So that's what we're really working on in the future.
And let me say this. This has been a topic. I know Trisha's got this kind of quizzical look on her face. This has been a topic for the last two meetings that I've gone to, is the Highway Patrol said that, and because all the people on the Citizens Advisory Board, this is really a diverse group of people, trust me, from South L.A. to rich people in northern Marin County to us folk and out here in the northern region. But we're all on an equal basis there. And to listen to what the Highway Patrol is saying is the only time somebody may come in contact with a Highway Patrol officer is when they're pulled over. Maybe the only time. They want that experience. I mean, even if you get a ticket, to be totally professional, but also be cordial at the same time. And when they use the word customer service, which immediately made me bristle, because we're door kickers. We're not so much into that. But I understand the concept they're talking about is, hey, you know what? That you may have a bad day, but this is your chance to really reach out and expand. Expand what people believe about the patrol.
Yeah, and I think it even goes beyond just the tickets, because when we were formed back in 1929, it was to, you know, provide service. If you're broken down on the road, you get an accident, and so we want those contacts to be positive contacts, because that's what we're getting paid to do. You know, we're funded by the motor vehicle count, by registration, and that's our job, is to provide the best service we can.
But on the other hand, in the situation in the world that we live in right now, all of our officers are in a position where they have to make snap decisions, and they're facing a much different world today than they were 10 years ago or certainly 50 years ago.
Absolutely.
Every time you make a stop or approach a citizen, the possibilities are endless of what that contact is going to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we're really working on is we're putting together what we call community outreach panels. So we're getting members of the communities that we service and training them on some of those decisions that we make. We're letting them know what we do, what our plans are for the future, and we're going to be putting them through simulators and that, so they can kind of understand those quick decisions that officers have to make, and that provides an understanding when an incident does happen, it makes more sense.
We're going to take a break here.
Okay.
I just got you. I got you before you got the words out.
I'll save them until after the break.
14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. We'll probably be best in the North State for the rest of the time because they are the best in the North State, Alliance Heating and Air. A veteran-owned business, Martin makes sure that all of his customers are treated very, very well and treated very professionally and that their needs are met and even exceeded. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise, whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines. Rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final prize Thursday, June 30th.
Where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Theme from, is that the theme from Chips? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, of course you did.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 7th of July. It is 69 degrees out there, going up to 93 today, but this is going to be really good weather, 93, and then the rest of the week it's going to start going down to the 80s. This weekend is going to be almost sweater weather with 86 or 87 like that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. Jerry and his people will come over and they will make sure that the blinds that you choose, your window coverings will match your budget and your decor. He guarantees that. Not only that, but they also have these solar screens they can put out there that keeps the heat out of your house, saves your electricity on your air conditioning bills, and you can get a rebate from REU. Isn't that amazing? REU gives you money back instead of just taking it. Anyway, but you've got to talk to Jerry over there at Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We're here with the Northern California Highway Patrol Region's Chief, Scott Gillingwater. And Scott was talking about reaching out into the community with new ideas on how the community can learn more about what's happening up in their own community with the Highway Patrol, California Highway Patrol. And then letting them, meet the people, go through classes in this, you know, if they wish, so that you can say, this is what our guys and girls face every day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're trying to do. And we really don't know how to service the community unless we talk to the community and find out what the community wants and needs, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. And as they talk to us, we're able to support, as a division chief, support those local commanders and what they need to be able to better service the community.
And every time that you get pulled over, when you get pulled over, there's a lot of reasons why they may be pulling you over. And if you're just driving down the road, there's probably a behavior that you should have when you pull over to the side of the road. I'm thinking a lot of the general public doesn't know. First off, you see that red light behind you. It's a panic, whatever. I mean, that makes you really nervous at that point. Whether you're doing anything or you're not, you pull over to the side of the road, you're shook. What should they do as you approach them?
Well, basically stay in the car because, if you think about it on I-5, some of the busier highways, if you get out of the car, you have a chance of getting hit, and we want you to stay in the car because that's a protection. And the officers are normally, in almost every case, going to come up on the right side, so they're not in closer to the traffic, so they're not going to get hit. So just wait, and they'll direct you what they want you to do.
Let me ask you a question. If you've got, like, a flat tire or something like that, should you try to get to an exit instead of just staying on the side of the road there?
Well, if you can, that's the best, because then you're not right there trying to change a tire out near traffic. But if you can't, get off as far as you can, angle your vehicle so that you're not going to get hit. I've actually seen people changing tires with their legs out in the lane, and you just cringe, you know.
I cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to realize that a lot of the fatalities and injuries in the Highway Patrol are people, you're trying to help somebody out there, and here comes a car and just drifts off on the side of the road and gets everybody.
Absolutely, that continues to happen. That's one of the main reasons why we try and get flares, emergency lights, even in construction zones, to put the warnings out there with well in advance, so that people can slow down and be aware. And they even recently passed the law where if you have emergency vehicles, to move over and slow down
another
if you can't move over.
That makes sense. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen, quick question for your guests there. It seems like there's been a news blackout on the incident, unfortunately, that happened with one of your officers that was looking at his computer screen, and he rear-ended and killed a 15-year-old boy. I was wondering if you could comment on why we don't hear any more information on that. And I was wondering what kind of situation that's going to entail, whether we're going to get sued or what. So anyway, thanks.
Well, as far as the investigation, it's still ongoing. We haven't received the final investigation back. It will get submitted to the Glenn County District Attorney's Office when it's completed. They'll review it, and they'll take the appropriate action that they feel is warranted in that situation. And so we're just in a wait mode.
Okay. So it's been investigated, and so the DA has got that.
Well, no, they don't have it yet.
It's being investigated.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And who investigates that?
We have our MATE team. It's our multidisciplinary accident investigation team. They're the best that we have in our department, and they're the ones that are doing the investigation on it.
Okay. Bob?
I was just thinking about this. There's a story out of Minnesota about a shooting at a traffic stop. Apparently, things went very sideways. As a legal concealed carry person, should that information be volunteered up front, or should one wait until one is asked? Obviously, you keep your hands where they're visible at all times, which this gentleman apparently did not do.
You know, for somebody in law enforcement, it's always great to, when you come up and somebody says, hey, I have my weapon, I have a permit to have it, so you know what you're going into, and it can always be a situation, if you see something, then you're more concerned that they're going to, grab that weapon, what are they going to do with it. So it's always best to advertise and say, hey, this is what I have.
Okay, so say you're pulled over, then. So what you're saying is you're pulled over, that as the patrol officer comes up, when he says, good afternoon or good morning, what happens usually then? Is it, do you know why I pulled you over? That kind of thing?
Yes, that's usually the question.
But I'm just
question.
Saying is, do you know why I pulled you
when
over?
When do I say I have a concealed weapon permit?
Could it be that I was coming into reentry right now and you just happened to be here, that I'm coming from a different interstellar galaxy? No, that probably won't work. Okay, so, but yeah, that's the question is, when do you say, hey, by the way?
I've had it done several times where I've asked, hey, I've stopped you for this. Let me see your driver's license, registration, insurance. And they say, hey, by the way, I have a weapon. I have a permit for it. It's right here. And it seems always been the best.
When they say that to you, then what do you feel at that point if they tell you that up front?
I think it changes the situation from if I were to see potentially a weapon and they're not telling me,
sure.
now I'm really heightened and their actions could be perceived differently. So it's best to be up front.
In this day of technology, you all have iPads or some kind of technology in your car. When you're approaching a car, do you run the license plate before you approach the car or no?
Not typically always. If you got to remember, we do roughly about 4 million stops a year. If you could imagine our dispatch centers, the load that they get, they're taking all the 911 calls. The officers do have the ability to run the vehicle, but in most cases, they don't run it before. And that's part of the reason why we put in the video cameras in the cars, so that if something were to happen, we still have a recording of what that vehicle was if we need to go find it later.
Because I think a lot of people feel like I do, that if in fact I'm carrying a concealed weapon, which I am, not at this point, but sometimes I am, but I generally
I
am in my car.
I want to know if everybody else, is there anybody not carrying around here?
Well, no, but the point is, I kind of always assumed that you knew that when you approached the car, but so you're saying that typically you would not.
No, if you could imagine, if you're like working radar and in a vehicle a half mile down the road, you get a speed on it, you lock in the speed, you're waiting to turn around, you don't know who's in that vehicle, and you turn around, make the stop, you go up, contact that person. If their paperwork's in order, you're not probably even running the vehicle or the person for the status because they've presented everything. We would not be able to handle the load of running every single car, every single person that we stop.
Yeah.
Do you, and this is really, it's interesting because a lot of people do carry up in Northern California, as you all are well aware of. So that's a good question about if it come up is that, hey, because if you are carrying it, it's on your side. When you're reaching back for that wallet, I mean, you could display the your gun that you're carrying right then, or worst case, it's in your glove compartment. And this has happened. And we were talking about this: is that you reach over in the glove compartment and the gun falls out.
That doesn't, you know, Highway Patrolman, right. Just a little bit. You know, I can just see might be a little bit.
Well, but and that's probably why it's a good idea to say, okay, I am carrying a concealed weapon. It's in the door right next to me. My registration is over there, keeping your hands right up here the whole time.
My wife is carrying. The people in the back seat are all carrying, too. So everybody keep your hands on the front.
Well, but I think that's important. I think it's a distinction that a lot of us up here legally carry.
And this question comes up all the time, and this is something we can use in our classes, is Highway Patrol, if you're coming up and they ask you for your license, registration, and insurance, that if you're carrying, that is probably the good time right then to say, I am carrying a concealed weapon, and I have a license for it, to let him or her know, because as you're reaching around in case your gun is apparent.
Well, and I carry mine in my purse quite often. So if I'm going to get my license for you, I'm going to get in that purse. You probably would like to know that.
Absolutely, because, you know, you think about how much time you have to react. Boy, if somebody reaches in a purse and pulls something out, it's too late. You know, so you have to be a heightened level awareness. So by letting us know in advance, say, okay, well, maybe, you know, set it here and
work
together.
Hey, can you hold this for me? It's probably not the good way to do it. Right? Okay.
No, but I think because what I want to remind everybody is that we're both nervous. I mean, once I've told you I've got a concealed weapon, that's going to heighten yours. I'm scared to death because the red light still got my brain going. I mean, because that just is built-in something. If I got a red light behind me, that scares me. So I'm going to be jittery and nervous just making sure that we get through the process. But for both of us to come out of this whole ordeal alive, if we all just can have the rules to operate by.
Just think of it as unperturbed.
Yeah,
if we can all come out of this calm,
that's
the big thing. Okay. We're here with the Northern Region's California Highway Patrol's Chief, Scott Gellingwater. And we're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Trust me. Linda lives in there. And, if you like Brighton or Miss Me jeans or anything that women could possibly like, from candles to any type of decor, you're going to love Dandelion. Really super people down there. Again, 1322 Pine Street. You can give them a call at 247-1292. You have any type of event coming up. The fact that Hillary got off from the FBI means I go down and buy a Brighton bag for Linda so she feels better. I can't even begin to tell you how she felt when Obama was reelected, and I'm not even sure that they have enough Brighton bags.
I'm pretty sure there's not enough Brighton bags
enough
in the world to solve that problem.
Yes, anyway. Okay, hey, then we'll be right back. But again, Dandelion, it's a great place, and if you just head on down there to 1322 Pine Street, you're really going to enjoy it. Guys, go in there. They will help you find the present. 8:31 in the morning. We'll be right back. 69 degrees going up to 93 today. KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a discount. distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management.
Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 News.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, July the 7th. I'm here with Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
And I'm always here on Thursday. Do we have something called Thursday Girl or something like that?
Well, Thursday Girl, there you go. Next door, our sister station over there, I'm his Thursday Girl, too.
You are.
If I show up on Tuesday, I ruin his whole week.
That's right, if you show up early, because the next day...
It's not Friday, and it's like, no!
It's a bad day. Okay, it's 26 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock, and 69 degrees, going up to 93 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. And it's the best place ever to get a haircut. Ever. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold, right there. Another veteran-owned business. It's up the street from Classic Cafe, where Millie and Kathy is there. And I just took Trish out to breakfast the other day because I actually bet.
Lost a bet.
I lost a bet.
You were delusional.
I was delusional. You're right. I'm sorry. It was something about
our good president and what kind of a speech he was going to give down in Orlando.
It was going to be a nurturing, bringing us together speech.
Yeah, and I said you were delusional, and he was going to go down there and talk about gun control and beat up on the Republican Party, and that's exactly what he did.
What can I say except you were right. So, okay, we're here with the chief of the Northern Region of the California Highway Patrol, Scott Gillingwater. And Scott's been telling us little things about how to avoid trouble at stops if you're carrying a concealed firearm and, you know, just how to do this. It's, you know, which, of course, is interesting because a lot of people carry up here. Recruiting and training. Let's talk about that with the Highway Patrol. When we talk to our sheriff, when we talk to our police chief, and we've talked to you all before, recruiting is kind of like the bedrock of, you know, of all of the organizations, be able to get good people in it. And the Highway Patrol, like everybody else, is experiencing a few difficulties. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. Really, what we would like to do up here in the North State is we'd like to get people that want to be home, come home, and stay here. And a lot of times, we're not getting that many people from the North State, so we're the people we get out of the academy are from Los Angeles or the Bay Area, and after a year they leave and go back. And it would be my goal to be able to recruit those that want to be in law enforcement here and keep them home, and so that we can have them for 30 years.
You know, I think that's a change in attitude because I certainly know over the years I talked to a lot of the people who came up here after they had spent some time, and they wanted to come up here and retire, and this was kind of considered a nice place as you gain stature in the organization to be able to transfer up here, because you make the same amount of money whether you are in Northern California or in Los Angeles on a pay scale, if I'm correct. And so this was kind of a whole lot better place to retire than Los Angeles.
And that still happens, but we just don't have enough that are coming back to fill all the slots. And so we end up getting people right out of the academy to our division up here. And in most cases, they end up leaving after a year, and it's kind of become a cycle. So we need to do a little better job of getting more homegrown people.
So we can recruit out of here. Now, this is what people don't realize is that unlike the police department and the sheriff's department is – once you are go through the process with the Highway Patrol and you're hired, you go through the academy. You're getting paid as you go through the academy.
That's correct.
And then when you graduate, then you can come. So what you're saying, you can come right back up here.
Well, I can't always promise
not
that.
Not always, but.
But there's a good possibility.
There's
a possibility. Yeah.
Sure.
You can get that one of your three wishes.
It used to take a very long time to get back up here.
Well, and that's what I remember.
Now that's not the case, so.
So if I'm in high school and I'm thinking about a career with the Highway Patrol, what do I need to do and what kind of college courses? What's my path?
Well, you know, the best thing, you're going to be writing reports. You're going to be testifying in court. So English and public speaking is always great, and you need that to pass the post tests and get through the academy.
You've got to have like a 12th grade.
So you got to have a high school diploma.
Well, but you also have to. The test is written in such a way, or you have to take the test that you can write comprehensively and
cursive.
You've got to be able to. To put succinctly things I'm not doing right now, put the what happened in a concise, succinct order on paper.
So English classes,
you've got to be
grammar
able to
classes,
write, you've got to be able to write
things are, yeah.
And speak.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know,
do they need college to apply?
No, they don't need college to apply. I mean, it does help because obviously the better you are, the more skills, and we really do promote education. You actually get more pay for the more education
and
that
I, and
you
I know
have.
There's classes available at Chico State. Are there classes available here in Shasta College?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The
biggest thing that really hurts people is they tend to experiment with drugs, and they get disqualified for that. So what we're really looking for is if you're in high school and you're thinking about a career in law enforcement, avoid that because that's going to disqualify you with any agency. So get involved in an Explorer program. In those programs, we teach you the skills you need to do stops. So you're getting it in advance. You'll excel in the academy. But you have to have good grades to be part of that program. And then you have to be clean.
Okay, so we're looking at a statute. This just I'm going to jump a little bit into something you said. We're looking at legalizing marijuana in the state of California. If that becomes a legal substance, will that still then be a disqualifying factor for being on the Highway Patrol?
Well, it is because as far as the state is concerned, you can't be working when you're under the influence, and that includes marijuana, alcohol, and so.
If you've had an occasion where you've been cited for overindulgence of any of the above, it's going to hold against you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. It's not something that's going to permanently disqualify you if you've tried marijuana, but, if you're regularly doing it, we're not going to take
it.
There you go. Well, it's also a type of thing is, do Highway Patrol have your analysis? Do y'all do your analysis testing at all? I mean, after they've been hired or after they go through the school?
We have to have reasonable suspicion that, there's factors that we're observing to be able to test somebody, and that's part of the labor agreements that we do.
Okay.
But that's our expertise, and that's what we're trained to do, so we're very good at spotting it.
So if you notice something like that, okay, this is why you're going to take your analysis test. The process, if people are saying, okay, look, you know what, I would like to, this is something I am interested in. So what's the process? How do you begin the process to become a Highway Patrol officer?
All you do is go on to our website, chp.ca.gov, and there's a spot on there about jobs, and you just fill out the application. Your name goes in on a list, and they'll notify you in short time of when the next test is, and you'll be in the process. It's very simple.
The first test is a physical test and a written test, or how does that work?
You know, we've changed it around quite a bit, but you will have a written test first because you you'll pass the it's a post required test, and that's what you really need to study for. They do have books at different stores and that you can help prepare for that. But that's the first thing, and then you will do a physical test. You will do a medical evaluation, psychological evaluation, and once you pass all those, they'll offer you a spot in the academy if you're successful.
The background investigation is in there, too, so that they go back and check. And that's when they get through and they ask you all those questions like, so when's the last time you used drugs? And, you know, you say, well, it's been like, you know, gosh, you know, 150 years ago. And they say, we do have lie detectors. I used a little bit on the way down to calm me, you know. So.
Okay, so and we're going to push it up against a break here. But I would like to get into the cooperation because okay, you're an agency up here, you're a state agency, but a lot of the things that you approach on the highway or what have you, you're going to work with the local agencies, the sheriff's department, the police departments from Anderson and the city of Reading. And I know that in the past, because I was involved in all of those different agencies, there was a lot of areas where you guys get together and talk about things and talk about what happens in Shasta County and Tehama County and all of those different agencies. So give us an idea of the things that CHP is involved with our local agencies.
Well, first, to kind of answer your first question that you had there, is that when you're in the North State, there's not really huge agencies, and so we have to work together to accomplish what a large agency would do. And
absolutely.
So there has to be that cooperation. We have to train together. We have to work together. And what I think you find is that by pulling all the resources from the different agencies, you're able to really accomplish more, but you have that cooperation, and you don't have those problems between agencies. So that really is a great thing that we have in the North State. And we participate in task forces together because it would be impossible for one agency to completely have enough personnel to do a complete task force. So all of the agencies chip in to do that. That gives everybody better training.
Exactly.
And we just continue to work together. It's been great for our relationships.
And I think it's important because I think that's good for the public to know that you guys are just not you've worked together. You know what the other agencies have. So you fill all the blanks, and we get better coverage as a result of it.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Chief Scott Gillingwater, who is the Chief of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, who's joined us today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, better-known business, open 7 days a week for your pleasure and for your ease of use there with Espresso Joes, with any type of coffee and cold drinks right there and food. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, including a great walk-in humidor. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with California Highway Patrol Northern Chief Scott Gillingwater.
Pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation.
We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bodden and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is about 11 minutes to the hour of 9 here on Thursday, July the 7th. What's the weather look like for the rest of the week?
The weather is going to be up to 93 today, and tomorrow we're looking at 94. And then towards the weekend, we're looking for highs in the 80s. Absolutely balmy through the weekend.
Wow.
Nice weather and something to really look forward to for about a week of we're not going to be burning up. But it's only and it's 72 now today, and the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know what? Here's what I can tell you, everybody. Go down and buy your guns and ammo right now. Mm-hmm. You know, let there be a rush. Or avoid the rush because it's going to happen with all the laws they've just put in.
Okay,
that they've signed in these draconian measures to take away your rights as a gun owner, as a law-abiding citizen in the state of California. How many law... I just feel for all these law enforcement agencies that have just been told that 90% or 99.9% of the people that obey the laws are going to start becoming lawbreakers here. Go down. Let me finish this. Go down to Bastiani Arms. See you down there, pick up your AR, which is an Armalite rifle, your self-loading semi-automatic rifle, while you can still do it. And you can also buy ammunition for that now without going through a background check and not ever having to worry about who's counting how many rounds that you shoot during the week.
I just figured that's a backdoor to figuring out which guns I've got.
Oh, it is. But see, you buy them now before all this stuff happens,
exactly,
but you
wrong.
Get them from Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, and he has tight lips. So give him a call at 222-8222 right here in Reading at 2539 Larkspur. Okay.
I'm still waiting for the answer on how a single one of these new laws is going to prevent a single crime.
Well, it's not. That's not the point of the law.
You know what I'm
just going to make crimes.
You know what I'm not going to ask the chief of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, Chief Scott Gillingwater. I'm not going to ask him anything about this I'm not even going to put him into that cauldron. This mess that was just done to
us—it's incredible.
It is
a whole bunch of more laws that are going to make a bunch of us criminals that weren't before.
Yeah, Scott's over there going, oh God, these people are telling me about. just go back and they go, did you know that they were planning on doing this, Chief? And you go, well, yeah, they said it, but I just thought they were kidding.
Agent Sergeant Schultz.
Anyway, okay. Hey, Chief, the future of the Highway Patrol, you know, of course, is recruiting and getting people in, and which is, as we've already said, is not real easy. in today's society. But, of course, you still want to have – you want to get a diverse group out there. But what should we be looking at here for the Highway Patrol? I know you all have projections of where you want to be and what are really important things that you want to accomplish in the next few years.
Well, I think the key thing is, you know, just going back to our roots, we're a public service agency, and we want to be able to strongly establish that with the public, with the newer generations coming up, that's what we're there to do, is to provide service. And sometimes we lose sight of that. So our efforts in the next few years are going to be able to go out and build trust with the communities, even the smaller portions of the community that maybe don't get as serviced or they don't see us as often, but to reestablish that we're public servants and we're out there to serve the public.
When you're on the freeway and you see someone disabled on the side of the road, an RV as an example, is that something you stop to see if you can help? Or
absolutely, that's our job. And if you know, a supervisor was in the area and saw an officer drive on by, he'd better have a priority call that he'd be going to. But that is what our job is, to go out there, stop, see what they need, stay with them to make sure they get the help that they need, and get them off the freeway as quickly as we can so they're not exposed to the dangers of the high-speed traffic that's
and
going by.
Going by.
Yeah.
In fact, one of your officers, unfortunately, that was killed in a roadside accident. Somebody hit him. Went far beyond that with people, where he would pick up hitchhikers and get them to the next town, actually buy them meals so that to help them get going. And somebody, this one kid wrote a real heartfelt message on Facebook after he had seen that the officer had been killed, about how good he was to him and how he picked him up and got him to the next spot and made sure he got fed, and he was going to even, I think, he gave him bus fare. But this young man, your highway patrolman, was well known for doing these kind of things.
Yeah, he was, and he's not alone. We have a lot of those instances going on right here in Northern Division, and that's part of the reason why we just had Facebook training make sure we had social media training for every area in our division so we can post those kind of stories and all the good things that we do. So we just, as of last week, every area in our division now has a social media site, and we welcome everybody to follow it. And we'll be posting, you know, a lot of the good stuff that goes on. We'll be posting traffic conditions, if there's detours, if there's fires or things. We'll be putting all that out there so the public can have it as quickly as possible.
So people can like your page.
Absolutely.
And then see what's going on then when you put out your alerts. That's cool.
Well, and that's a good thing, because I will say in the past there was a period where I've been broke down on the road a couple of times, and have had officers go right by without stopping. I did have an instance one time, actually it was up in Oregon, however, where this their state police pulled over, and he actually offered to change the tire. I thought that was above and beyond. I wrote a letter to his commander because he did it. Really good service and much a public servant.
Yeah, I'll say we do have a lot of officers that go above and beyond that will do things like that, and I would hope that they're really good trained at that, so that they get it right. I think they
yeah,
do. But
yeah.
I've seen him out on the road on the five here doing, helping people. I've seen him. I've seen him with the tire as he's moving around. I thought, you know what, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like there's a lot of other things going
on. I think that we made it, Bob made a really good point earlier, that it is our youth that we need to get involved with and get that image changed, if they are harboring bad feelings about law enforcement in general. That's where we start to reintegrate that public servant. That's important.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this. I think no law enforcement agency is perfect. You know, they're going to make mistakes, but you got to correct them, and you got to take the appropriate action. But the California law enforcement is pretty good, and you know, when incidents happen in other parts of the world or other parts of the country, it's not always reflective of the quality people that we have here in California.
That's a good point.
It is. And the fact is that, you know, those younger generation, it is a little bit harder to get them involved in a lot of things.
The millennials
have a little more, you know, they have a tendency to look at things differently. What's in it for me? That kind of thing. And yet there's millions and millions of them out there that are just outstanding young men and women. Hey, our guest has been the chief of the Northern Division of the California Highway Patrol, Scott Gillingwater. And we really appreciated you being here today, Chief. I mean, because, you know, questions, you know, it may not, you know, it's, you know, what do you do if you're carrying and a highway patrolman comes up? That's a big thing. And what you're looking at for the people around here, how you want to expand out to the customer service type thing and get back out into the countryside and let people know that why you're here is here to help and serve.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, we can do this, you know, more times as things go along. Tomorrow, Pam Giacomini, who is running for re-election, I think it's the 3rd District, is going to be our guest tomorrow. But also, I'd like to remind everybody is that blood donors are needed at Blood Source. They are really short of blood. A lot of things happening in the world today in the United States. So they, of course, they're calling for more volunteers to come down and give blood. 2680 Larkspur Lane. Give them a call at 243-0160. And then also tomorrow we're going to discuss the town hall that Reading Police Chief Rob Pledi had yesterday to talk about the strategic plan for the policing here in Reading. The same thing. You're short. How many y'all are short officers out there?
Actually, we're doing a little bit better. We've been able to expand our academy classes, and we're putting more through. So we're not doing too bad up here in the North State right now.
Well, okay. That's good news, because I know in the past all of the agencies were going for through sure. A lot of people before they could fill positions.
On a 3-day weekend like the 4th of July, is everybody out for that?
We do have what's called a maximum enforcement period. It's a little skewed from the way it was described in the past. The way in the past it was, 80% of the officers are out. But with 12-hour shifts, mm-hmm. you have your maximum of what you have is all those that are available to work are out. And so it's flooded. It's heavy. We do a pretty good job of getting everybody we can out there on the road.
Okay, so that means Tuesday when I'm coming back, I'm pretty much free to. Maybe not. Huh? Yes. Bomb down the road. No, you're still out there. Huh? Okay,
not
I just
so
was
much.
Trying to figure it out.
Everybody
okay.
Can take the day
Thank
off.
Thank you so much, Northern Region Chief Scott Gillingwater, the California Highway Patrol. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Don't stop fighting.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, you know, there's something going on when you hear this. The news photographer is snapping away as FBI Director James Comey enters a Capitol Hill hearing room to testify in the Hillary Clinton email case, talking about why he did not recommend charges against Clinton for mishandling classified information while she was Secretary of State. The information traveled through Clinton's unsecured private email server. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, chair of the House Oversight Committee.
We're mystified and confused by the fact pattern that you laid out and the conclusions that you reached.
Chaffetz saying there seems to be a double standard, but Comey insists there was no kind of bias in the investigation conducted.
By people who didn't give a hoot about politics, but who cared about what are the facts, what is the law, and how have similar people, all people, been treated in the past.
Democrats accusing Republicans of playing politics with the issue.